The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 18, 1975, in San Francisco.
Swalangulena Atiti Tati Sindhu. We see sometimes the dogs are swimming. Good morning. If somebody thinks, oh, the dog is swimming, let me capture the tail and I shall swim. I shall cross. Similarly, those who are thinking, the so-called scientists, philosopher will solve the problem. It is exactly like to cross over the Pacific Ocean by capturing the tail of a dog. If one thinks a dog is sufficiently strong to carry me, so he is swimming, I shall swim. So following the dogs, capturing their tails, if one thinks that he'll cross over the Pacific Ocean, similarly, these so-called scientists, philosophers, are like dogs. And if anyone thinks that he'll cross by capturing his tail, he'll be back. Mom, scientist still living?
Yes, he's still living.
So, what is he doing now?
Now he's retired.
No more swimming.
No more swimming.
Taking money from the government for his work so that he can live.
Well, money everyone is getting. The dog is also getting. Sometimes dog is inheriting the property of the master. But that does not mean he is not a dog.
About 1 month ago, there was a very good story in the newspaper about how the students went through all the archives of the Washington, D.C. library, and from known records, he compiled enough information to construct an atom bomb. Did you hear about that?
No.
It became world famous. So they concluded that anyone who wanted to could get normal information from normal sources and theoretically construct an atom bomb. But they have to have, they don't have the equipment, but they have the knowledge now. So they're proposing in that sense that any terrorist organization within the next 5 years will be able to invent their own atom bomb.
Yeah, that's right.
He was bribing one city in Florida that you pay me so much money or else I'm going to blow up your city. And he sent them the plans, here's the bomb. So they became very frightened. Mm. And when they traced the letter, they found it was only a 16-year-old boy who had done this.
The sound of the church bell very much. It's very attractive.
You want one like that for Vrindavan?
Yeah.
The problem of suicide here, but in all schools all over the country.
Yeah. They are, publicly suiciding. And others are silently suiciding. The suiciding policy is going. Somebody manifests, somebody does not manifest. If the human life is wasted for sense gratification, that is suicide. Because he got the opportunity of enlightenment and he lived like dogs and cats, this is suicide. Now this is called hydrogen bomb manufacturer. He is thinking that he is successful in his life by discovering this hydrogen bomb. But he does not know how to save him from death. So it is suicide.
They are simply expert at accelerating death.
Whatever he has done, so he could not save him. He cannot save him from death. So what is the use of this scientific knowledge? The dog is also going to die, and he is also going to die. So where is the difference of his scientific knowledge?
Coincidentally, the original purpose of the hydrogen bomb was to prevent death. To prevent death. To end the Second World War as soon as possible.
How he can prevent? That he does not know how to prevent. He can accelerate it, that's all. Here is your problem. Janmamitra Jarabhai. Solve it. Where is that scientist? They avoid the real problem and take some childish problem. But any hidden problem, it is the open problem. Krishna puts it. Janmamitra Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dosana Darsana. The real seer will see to these problems. There is no answer or solution of this problem. Where is it? Solution of this problem. Where is the biochemist or the psychologist or the atom bombing?
The theory nowadays is that by the proliferation of atomic weapons, that Russia has so many weapons, China has so many weapons, the United States has so much.
Everyone now, India is also.
They're all afraid of using them.
They must use it. That is nature's arrangement.
Yeah. History.
Yeah, that is nature's arrangement. That you all die. That is nature's arrangement.
When someone gets some power, he wants to try it out. Just like there's that demon. Lord Shiva gave him power. Whoever head he touched, the head would fall off.
Just like in your country, there are so many cars, so that a poor man like me has car always, not an inch move on leg. So, because there are so many cars, so there are so many weapons now that must be used. There is a natural sequence. They must use it.
That is why they have wars, just so they can use up the weapons.
Oh, yes.
The only difficulty is that one person used the atomic weapon, that means, the entire waste of mankind. So everyone's afraid of using the ultimate.
Well, anyway, they must be used. There is no doubt about it. Therefore, we can say, there will be war. There is no astrology. It is natural conclusion.
Common sense.
That means total destruction.
Well, total or partial, that we shall see. But they must be used. Can be solved by understanding these three items. God is the proprietor, He is the enjoyer, He is friend of everyone. They are acting just the opposite. I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, I am the friend. Because I am God. This is it. Everyone is becoming friend, ultimately, proves to be enemy of the country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because he's not friend. President Nixon took votes by pretending friend, see. And later on he proved enemy. This is that. Everyone. Gandhi pretended to become friend, but he proved to become an enemy. Otherwise, why you are shut down? Unless one thought him as enemy, why you are shut down? This is why. Nobody can become friend except Krishna.
But a pure devotee is a friend to all.
Because he carries the message of Krishna. Krishna is friend, and he is carrying the friendly message. Therefore, he is friend. If there is a nice friend, and if somebody gives information of that nice friend, he is also friend. Therefore, nobody can become friend except Krishna's representative. Material world is, I am your enemy and you are my enemy. This is the whole construction of the material world. So, how the enemy can become friend? It is pretension. Cheating.
When we go out to the Suyu books, we try and show the karmis that the devotee is actually their friend also.
Oh, yes, certainly. That is the real friendship, what? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Katanidra jao maya pisachi rakkari. Enechi aushadhi maya nasivara lagi harinam maha mantra lahatami maya. This is friendship. You are sleeping under the spell of Maya. And how long you sleep and suffer in this material world? So, I have brought this medicine. You take it and you will no more sleep. Enechi aushadhi maya nasi varala. Harinam maha mantra. Now take Hare Krishna mantra. This medicine.
So all relationships in this material world are based on this enemy.
Yeah.
Even the so-called love.
Well, that is lust. That is not love. As soon as my lusty desire is not fulfilled, then you are my enemy. We take shelter of any materialistic person, that is like to take the, capture the tail of a dog and try to swim over the passage. It is like
I think that we should not give people anything other than Krishna consciousness.
And what do you have to give? First of all, consider what you have to give. What you have got to give.
I was thinking that sometimes the devotees engage in business, selling so many things to help the temple. And you were saying that we should not do that?
If you are business-minded, you can do that. Do business and give the result to Krishna.
Planting tree. And here the animals. The tiger and the lizard.
Fish.
What is the meaning?
This is zoology. Zoology. They study all the animals.
Not himself.
Well, they think they get an idea of man by studying the animals.
Catching the tail of the dog.
Of the crab. Then they come to conclude that since all the animals do is eat, sleep, bathe, and defend, man should also just do that.
Then why he has become man? Why not animal? Therefore, the Shastra says one is engaged in this animal activity, he is animal. He is not man. Yashat buddhi kunapeti dhatuji sadhik kalatta dishivamayijyadi. Actually, man is doing like that. In the jungle, the similar animals, they flock together. This is nationalism, is like that. It is nothing better than that. For defending, the, we are Americans, we are Indians, we are Germans. The same thing. Because they are animals, they are this United Nations. But animals will fight. So they are trying to compromise. Let us live peacefully. And that is not possible because they are animals. They are failure.
Under the threat of nuclear warfare, wouldn't Krishna consciousness be more easier to spread?
The threat is already there. But they are so full that they are not afraid of the threat. The threat is already there, everyone will die. That is the problem. So who is caring for this? They are avoiding this. So they cannot take any anti-measure.
So it will take a war to bring them to their senses a bit?
No, war is going on. But they are so senseless that they will not come to this. So restless. Therefore, they are described as mula. All restless.
Very hard to preach to these fools, Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
These people are so stupid. It's very difficult to preach.
No,
to
chant Hare
Krishna.
That is it.
Srila Prabhupada, we're hearing from you and your books that we will die and we must learn to face these problems that you mentioned, Jambam Ritya Jaha Vyadi. But still, even as your disciples, we're not so convinced. Because we've been, by the science, we've been brought up in a culture where we've been taught that we will never die. Particularly in America, we never even see death here.
You think no, you'll not die?
I know I will. But how can we realize that, come to the platform of realizing?
Everyone is dying, your father is dying, your mother is dying, your friend is dying. And still, if you cannot understand, then how it will be possible to make you understand? Yeah. Every day, you see, so many people are dying. Ahanni ahanni lokani gacchanti jama mandira. Every moment, every day, we see so many animals or men dying. Shesha sthita vichyanti kima astat jama. But those are living, he's thinking, I'll not die. Death is inevitable, but still he's thinking, I'll not die. And therefore, that is the problem. Everyone is dying, and everyone is trying not to die. This is the problem. Nobody wants to die, but everyone is dying. That problem these rascal scientists cannot solve. Therefore, they are like dogs. And to catch their tail is like that. And that is the real problem. Everyone is dying, and everyone is trying not to die.
The Shivites go down to the burning ghats. The Shivites, they go down to the place where the bodies are being burned in order to meditate on the fact that everyone is going to die.
What is meditation? Without meditation, anyone can understand. If he's intelligent.
Yes. So much trouble. So one must become convinced philosophically.
Why philosophically? Philosophy means, at the present moment, mental concoction. We don't say that. Philosophy means to find out the reality. That is philosophy. That is philosophy. Not that I think like this. He thinks like this. He thinks like this. That is not philosophy. That is mental concoction. Hovering over the mental. Philosophy is here. Krishna says, Janma Mittu Jarabhyadi, Dukkha Dosananda. Keep all as in your front, that there is death, there is birth, and try to save yourself from this. This is philosophy. What is this? Hot here? Where
from? This is coming from the heating system of the university.
Oh.
They have a nuclear heating system.
Oh.
From the reactor, they have a reactor on the campus.
They require so many scientists to get heat from the nuclear system. Then who has created the sun to diffuse so much heat? How great scientist is. They have no sense that who has created the sun, nuclear system, heating the whole universe.
They can't even measure how much heat is coming from the sun. The sun is inefficient because in some places it's too hot and in some places it's too cold. So therefore, they have to make the adjustment by making the air conditioners and the heaters in order to make up for the sun's
efficiency. Who is getting this advantage?
Actually, the fact is that now the scientists are spending so much money on this research. But the research is only being used in their home, their personal home. The common people have never seen any of these great devices. I saw a picture, this one devotee, Jayaram, his uncle is a big scientist. He's created this radio telescope. So I saw pictures of his personal home, and it must cost about $300,000, all these scientific devices he has. But the people never see those things.
All the success of scientific advancement, they have not created any love for God or their fellow man.
That is the defect. They should scientifically explain what is Krishna. Then their science is perfect. Education, tapasya, shistasya, suttasya, chabuddha, dhutva. Charity and gentleness, all good qualities. So, kabhi bhi nirupita, kabhi bhi, big personalities, they have decided, jaduttama sloka gunanvan, by their knowledge, they can establish Vasudeva Sarana, Krishna is the origin. Then they are scientific. Knowledge is perfect. Avichita artha kabhi bhi nirupit. Kabhi bhi means great learned scholars. They have decided like this. Jad uttama sloka guna anuvanna. Instead of talking all nonsense, this is this, if they can scientifically explain that Krishna is the original scientist and his brain has done this, like this, like this. That is Bhagavad. Who is the original scientist, who is original philosopher, original everything original. Anadi, Radhi, Govinda. Govinda is the original. Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is the original founder. That is a fact. The origin is Krishna. But they could not find it. Now this sprinkling is being done. Water and air. Now, who is the origin of air and water? We have combined together, utilizing as spray. But who is the origin of air and water? You cannot manufacture air or water. You are taking advantage of it by mixing together, sprinkling. But where is the origin of water and air?
The scientists now, they've been studying the different atoms. They say that the origin is what they call pure energy. And they describe that as a disembodied electrical charge.
Jugglery of words, that's all.
Their idea is very close to the Brahman conception, though. They think that one pure energy is pervading the whole universe.
Yeah.
And it has no material property.
As soon as you accept energy, then you must inquire, what is the source of the energy? Energy is produced. Just like air is energy, but it is produced under certain element. Where the energy is being produced, if you accept energy, that is knowledge. Now, just like electrical energy is what is called generator in the powerhouse. You cannot say the electrical energy has jumped out. It is being generated. Huh?
Yeah.
Then where from this electric energy is coming? Where is the generating house?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say that electric energy, so many electrical lights, they have come all of a sudden, no? There is a regular generating house. So where is that generating house? What is their reply?
Oh, they don't know.
You may get some of them to admit that they don't know, but then they'll think, no one knows.
Huh?
They will say, well, no one knows.
No,
that.
Because you are a rascal, therefore you cannot say that everyone is a rascal. You rascal, you do not know, but we know. Because we are not rascals. We know, Krishna said, Aham Adirhi Devana, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. So we know. You do not know, you rascal. You know. Then, what is the answer?
Well, I said that once to a professor, and I was dressed in plain clothes. And then he became very upset. And he said, I thought I was talking to a book salesman, and now I find out that you're a preacher.
He's a gentleman, he has admitted. Oh. A gentleman, if he commits some mistake, he admits.
Yes.
He is gentle. And if he persists on his mistake, he is rascal. He is a rascal. So he is a gentleman.